Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Rick Lupert here from Poetry Superhighway. So happy to have you on board with me today for our monthly open reading. It is March of 2019. We've been doing this every month for, since I think cavemen first scrawled a poem onto the wall of their home cave. So it's been a few years. Excited to be back with you this month. Excited to hear your poems. Call in to read. The number is area code 646-716-7362. We have no content or style restrictions, and I'm excited to hear what it is you might read, as well as to talk with you a little bit about what's going on in your poetry world. Maybe you've got a new book out. Maybe there's a reading that you're going to that you want to talk about. Maybe you've got a call for submissions for a project that you've put together. Whatever it is, give us a call, 646-716-7362. We'll get you on the air. You can read a poem, and you can tell us all about it. Let me tell you some things that have been going on with Poetry Superhighway recently, just to keep you up to date. We just completed our 18th annual Great Poetry Exchange. This is a project where poets signed up to send a book to another randomly selected participant of the project somewhere else in the world in exchange for receiving a book from yet another randomly selected participant somewhere else in the world. So this year, 91 people signed up to participate. That's a whole lot of people, and we're kind of in the middle of the two-week period since the launch date, I guess, since the end date of accepting submissions. And in this two-week period, this is when all the books are flying around the world, going from one place to the other, dropped in the mail confidently by the authors of these books, sending them off to others. Poets who they may or may not know, sometimes around the corner, sometimes in other states, sometimes across seas and onto other continents. So far I've heard from about 60 of the 91 people that they've sent their books out. We've got another week or so before the deadline to notify me that you've sent your book out. If you happen to be listening and you're one of the participants and you haven't yet notified me that you've sent your book out, please make sure to do that, and I'll mark you off on the roster, and it will successfully prevent you from receiving any annoying follow-up emails from me saying, "Hey, where's the book?" So there you go. That's what's going on with the Great Poetry Exchange. Thanks so much for participating in it. If you missed out on it this year, don't worry. The next one will happen next year. The 19th Great Poetry Exchange will happen in February of 2020. And some people say, "Hey, I've got an ebook. I couldn't join in." That's okay. We do an ebook exchange in November. We collect titles in November, and we give them all away for free over 24 hours on December 1st. If you've got an ebook, wait for that project to come along. So the thing that we're doing right now, and this is the last thing I want to tell you before we get to our callers. Again, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. The thing we're doing now is collecting poetry writing prompts for our annual Prompt-A-Day project for National Poetry Month. April is National Poetry Month here in the United States of America, and people we've joined in with the whole phenomenon of encouraging people to write poems every day during the month. You should write poems every day all year long, but here's a challenge of if you don't do that, why not try to do it in April? And maybe you need an idea of something to write or something to inspire a poem. And so what we've done, will be the fifth or sixth year that we've done this, is we publish a poetry writing prompt every single day during the month of April. We post them to our website, poetrysuperhighway.com/PSH, and we also post them to our Facebook page, and as a new post every day, And we encourage you, if you do write a poem to that particular prompt, to post the poem, if you're comfortable doing so, as a comment to that prompt. Helps build some excitement and some interaction with the project. Either way, the most important thing, whether or not you share them in our posts or not, is that you write poems, and we're giving you ideas. So where do we get these ideas from? That's really why I'm telling you this now. We get them from you. If you go to the Poetry Superhighway website, there's a form there where you can submit your writing prompt idea. And I'm going to pick 30 of them and publish one a day, every day next month. And so just to give you a little insight, first of all, you should, there's a link to what we published last year and in the previous years right on the Poetry Superhighway website. So you can see the kinds of things that we are looking for and that we've published in the past. I'm not so much looking for just a line of text. Not that that's not a legitimate writing prompt for you or for anyone, but what I'm looking for is something that has some direction in it. If you want us to write something after a line of text, include a couple of lines of direction. The direction could be specifically talking about the text that you put, or it could be write a poem in this particular format, or it could be anything at all, really. But I want prompts that have some kind of direction in them, not just a line of text that you want people to respond to. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to ask. And that's it. And I hope to see a lot of them from you. And once again, more importantly, we will be publishing one a month next month, every single day, not one a month, one a day. So there you go. Again, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. Our first caller is from the 410 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Deitra Reed.
Deitra Reed?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Deitra. Where are you calling from? Can you hear me? Well, I don't know what happened to Deitra, but she seems to have disappeared. Okay, I guess we're not going to hear a poem from Deitra right now. Deitra, call back. I'm not sure what happened there. Would love to hear the poem that you have to that you'd like to read. The rest of you, call in. The number is area code 646-716-7362. Open lines right now, so we'll get you right on the air if you call in. In a little bit, we're going to play some spoken word tracks. I put out a call for submissions not too long ago for poetry spoken word tracks, and I got a whole bunch of submissions, so I'm really excited about that. We've been playing them the last few months of our show, and since we put out this, I've been playing them for years, but I put out a more thorough call for submissions not too long ago, and received a lot of really great submissions, and I'm excited to be able to play them for you one a month. I started a couple months ago, but you'll hear one at the half-hour mark. There you go. The number to call in again is 646-716-7362. Do call in, ladies and gentlemen. Want to also mention our summer poetry contest will be coming up this summer. And for those of you who participate in it, there'll be a little bit of a shift in the dates, which we haven't quite worked out yet. And it probably doesn't really matter that much to you when it happens, as long as you get the notification of when it happens. But I try not to have the contest happen over when I'm traveling, and I'll be traveling at a different time this summer for my vacation. So we will be doing the contest in a slightly different time period, but it'll still be happening over the summer, and I'm very excited about that. Our contest is unique in that we offer a prize to every single person who enters the contest just for entering. So that's something that's unique to our contest, and we try to make it an egalitarian process. I'm not going to talk too much about it now because we're a few months away from it, but that's coming as well. Let's get right into a spoken word track. This is the poem Song for Henri Rousseau. And this is a poem that was sent to me by Chaim Bezalel Levy.
He was an ordinary man, a customs clerk somewhere in France, till he retired at 49. He lived a life inside his mind. He never left his native land, never seen the sleeping gypsy in the sand, the world suspended in a dream. He holds the staff still in his hand. A lion sniffs around his head. Is he asleep or just pretend? His lute is silent as the dead. The moon is watching from the sky. The stars are peering through the dawn. The lion gazes with his eyes. The gypsy sleeps until the morn. And there is even more to tell. The mountains rising from the plain. They play their part, they cast their spell. A world where nothing is mundane. The coat he wears like Joseph's own. Also a dreamer he was called. Of many colors it was sown. Will it be torn, will he be mourned? They say that always in the dream, each thing you see is only you. Things are not always what they seem, or what at first we may construe. A new reclining on a chair, where jungle vegetation grows. The creatures deep within all stare, regarding Henri Rousseau. He was an ordinary man, a customs clerk somewhere in France, till he retired at 49. He lived a life inside his mind.
Wasn't that cool? That was the track, Song for Henri Rousseau, written by Chaim Bezalel. It's from his book, Public Works in the Realm of Art and Infrastructure. It's a poetry book that came from Deckel Press. I just posted a link to the book, the Amazon link to the book, which in as a comment to the post promoting this reading, right on the Poetry Superhighway Facebook page if you want to check out more from Chaim. Thanks so much, Chaim, for sending that in. I really enjoyed that. It's both sung and read by Chaim, which was really kind of an interesting way to do it. He read the poem in sort of a monotonish, interesting, performative way. But then that was either an echo of, or the reading itself was an echo of the singing of the lyrics at the same time, with a really kind of a interesting, melancholy, sweet guitar playing in the background. Cool poem, cool track. So thanks so much for sending that in, Chaim, and I hope everyone enjoyed listening to it. The number to call in if you would like to read a poem live here on Poetry Superhighway Live is area code 646-716-7362. I think we have Dietra back. Is Dietra on the line?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Dietra.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Where are you calling from, Dietra?
I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. All right. Fantastic. Sorry we got disconnected earlier.
No, it's
okay. I'm just glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks.
Sure. So you got a poem for us?
Yes, I do. It's called Creation's Lemonade. Do you want me to read it?
Please do.
Okay. Pain, sorrow can sometimes darken your day, whether it's because of your own imperfections, misjudgments, or simply life's own disappointment. It happens. Tears leak out your eyelids. They softly drive moisture down your face, the saltiness irritating your skin. But then you look up to a fast-moving bird flying in the sky that catches your eye. In that moment of pain, the awe of looking at that bird makes your misery disappear. Is that creation's lemonade? Looking at the blueness of the sky calms my broken heart. The different shapes of the clouds awaken my mind to a healthier state. The squirrels leaping from branch to branch gives me hope. Creation gave me a cool glass of refreshing, sparkling lemonade this day. That's my poem.
Well, you should enjoy that lemonade, Dietra.
Thank you.
Thanks for reading that. Is that poem in a book anywhere? Is that a new piece, an old piece? Or tell us about it.
That's an old piece, but I have a book out. It's called I Was Walking in the Universe, and it's on Amazon.
Okay, cool. I'm going to post a link to the book in the comments so people can check it out.
Thank you.
When did your book come out? Or I guess it's an old book.
It's an old, 2014. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. What's the poetry scene like in Baltimore?
It's a heavy. I'm not involved in it as much as I should be, but we have a lot of different writing groups. We have it at the Central Library, then we have the Black Writers Guild of Maryland, and we have a lot of different small groups that I found out from the Writers Roundtable that they have where you can, speak out poetry, So,
but that's
pretty good.
Have you done that before? Have you had the chance to read your poetry in front of other people?
I did it one time at Catherine's Heart, a place that you can. They have different things. I read it out loud. That was a good experience, and I read it in the Writers' Roundtable at the Enoch Pratt Free Library of Baltimore, and that was a nice experience. So, trying to grow my poetry a little bit.
Yeah, you should do that. I think, I feel like a big city like Baltimore would have a really rich community, and it sounds like you listed a bunch of things that are going on, and I think there's big value to interacting with other people live and having the chance to read your poetry in front of them. So I'm glad that the one time that you did it was a good experience.
Right, thank you. Yeah, it was. And there's a big Baltimore Book Fest, too, in September here at the Harbor. So it's a nice place for art. Baltimore is a good place for art, yeah. But thank you.
No problem. Anything else you want to tell us? You got a website or anything that people can head off to, or anything else you want us to know about you?
My work is also on my brother's website. It's called Poem of Escape. It's New Rochelle Arts, because I'm originally from New Rochelle, New York. So mm-hmm. it's it, my some of my poems are on his website. It's called
cool.
New Michelle Art. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, teacher, it was really
thanks
great to
lot.
Talk to you today. I'm glad you got connected. And
thank
please
you.
Call back in again. No problem.
Thank you. And I appreciate your website. It's a great website. Thank you. Take
thank
care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. That was Dietra Reed calling from Baltimore, Maryland, reading a poem from her book, I Was Walking in the Universe, which you can find on Amazon.com. And Eber and Wine Publishing came out in 2014. And I posted, as I mentioned, I posted a link to it as a comment to this this show's post in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. So you should definitely check it out. The number to call in if you would like to call in and read a poem is area code 646-716-7362. I'm going to play another spoken word track. We played this one last month, I think, but, you know, we just had Mardi Gras last week. When I say we, I realize I can only say that so legitimately as a poet living in Los Angeles, but I've been to New Orleans, and it just, you know, I feel excited and just maybe not ownership, but some kind of connection and excitement when Mardi Gras comes along. So this is one of the sites in New Orleans, of course, is Congo Square, an historic site, a place of gathering. Just watched a video online of some people dancing as there as part of a Mardi Gras festival, all dressed in some cool costumes and everything. So I'm going to play this poem, even though I played it last week. This is the poem by Cliff Bernier. It's called Congo Square.
Congo Square. Beat of a bone on the hide of an ox. Entemba. Atumpan. Conga. Shuffle of feet in the soil of the field. Mandingo. Baule. Bakango. Plucked like the strings of an ambanza.
Plucked like a banjo.
Struck like a maman under the mapu tree.
Beat like a drum.
Africans abducted and packed into ships for passage to markets in Haiti, Cuba, Jamaica.
I was stolen from the fields of Benin.
Bound like cargo, sleeping in their waste.
My children were sleeping at home.
Dying from disease and starvation.
My husband was hunting for food for the village.
Resold to profiteers and auctioned on the block.
My mother was mending my clothes.
Slave exchange in New Orleans. Purchased by planters to clear swampland and dig ditches. Haul rocks. Assemble shacks
from Gambia,
skilled woodworkers and stone cutters
from Senegal,
compelled to pick cotton from dawn to dusk
from Senegambia,
in lethal heat with little water or break. But on Sunday, at the far end of town, under the live oaks in the field beyond Rampart Street, to the beating of bones and sticks on drums built from boxes and old pork barrels, pulsing to slit drums, stool drums, open stave drums, bongos got from gourds and twine, got bucket wash tubs, bottles filled with teeth, in a frenzy of leaping, rising to madness under the sycamores,
under the trees,
to the shrieks of cow horn hunting crooks, quill pipes, pan pipes, marimbas cascading among the calls and cries, glides, groans, moans, and shouts of the Hausa, Fulani scraping the teeth of a horse's jaw with sticks, Fonti beating the jaw of an ass with a rusty key, by the Jolof merchant's canvas cast in the red dust trading rice cakes, corn, cane, milk, mutton, gingerbread, indigo, wearing strange and savage fashions with the tails of wild beast slaves, gathered to remember, making jazz,
jazz,
Jesus,
jazz,
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 jazz.
At Congo Square in New Orleans, Yorubas drubbed the mango and the bugan with the segan and the bula, tossed cornmeal on the ground, guinea peppers in their mouths, to summon Rada, Gede, Petro, to the Grand Master of Makaya,
Bambara,
as the root man filled the gree-gree with fingernail and powdered brick, praising stones, plants, vases, scraps of iron, Lega, Dambala, Ogu, Zaka, lizards and toads, pebbles and shells, feathers from a chicken breast, hairs from the tail of a goat, graveyard dirt for Sante Dede and Marie Laveau to conjure black cats and roosters for the hoodoo man at the orgy in the Bayou St. John on St. John's Eve.
O song, songa, limaja of the sea.
To the rhythm of the bone bands making jazz.
Jazz.
Jesus.
Jazz.
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 Jazz. Ire o ire do. Doye, ire o, oh, ire do, doye, ire o, oh, ire do, doye, a ire do, doye, a ire do, doye, a ire do, doye.
In the pleasure halls and gaming rooms of the Congo, brash men danced with bare women to the raucous presentation of improvised musical groups of random instrumentation in a perpetual hedonistic binge with style. Bartenders, cutthroats, cockfighters, thieves, in Storyville, on Smoky Row, on Basin Street, Burgundy Street, Beauregard Street, Bienville Street, in the Tenderloin, under the Magnolias, Fanny Sweet, Lulu White, Josie Arlington, Emma Johnson, and all the voodoo ladies of the district parlayed tales of the gumbo yaya to the patrons of Love Oil and Goofer Dust, with flutes and trumpets fashioned from elephant tusks and rhinoceros horns, with drums and rattles crafted from calabashes and hollowed-out logs. Mulattoes, quadroons, mestizos, octoroons making jazz,
jazza,
jazz,
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 jazz. Buddy Bolden's ragtime band, Buddy Gilmore and the Darktown Strutters, UB Blake and the Sounds of Africa, Chris McGregor's Brotherhood of Breath, Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five making jazz,
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 Baby Dodds, Free Man of Color,
Free Man,
Art Blakey, Free Man of Color,
Free Man,
Elvin Jones, Free Man of Color,
Free Man,
Mongo Santa Maria, Free Man of Color,
Free Man,
Zuddy Singleton, Free Man of Color.
Free Man.
Max Roach, Free Man of Color.
Free Man.
Roy Haynes, Free Man of Color.
Free Man.
Pancho Sanchez, Free Man of Color.
Free Man.
Making jazz.
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 Jazz indeed. That was the poem Congo Square from Alexandria, Virginia poet Cliff Bernier. A very cool track with a companion voice in the back of it that really added a lovely counterpoint to Cliff's very powerful reading of that poem. It's not per se a Mardi Gras poem, but the whole Congo Square connection with New Orleans to me felt appropriate to add that one in today's show. Got one more spoken word track I'm going to play for you in just a little bit. If you'd like to call in and read a poem, the number is area code 646-716-7362. I've got a caller online now with a 436 number, 647. Who did I just put on the air?
Hello, my name is Luna.
Hi, Luna. Where are you calling from?
From Austria.
Austria, fantastic. You're our first caller from Austria, Hungary. So you win the prize for calling from Austria.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got a poem for us?
Yes, I do. It's called Magic. Should I just read it?
Go for it.
Okay. Her hair is like bronze shimmering silk. Her eyes are so deep and blue that you can't help but drown in them. The freckles on her nose are like color spots on a canvas, and the birthmarks on her body form all different kinds of stellar constellations. Her laugh is like the sun shining and flowers blooming and butterflies flying. Her skin has the color of the earth. That's why flowers have often mistaken her for soil and grow on her. The ocean is running through her veins, and the waves crash beneath her skin. She is wild and free, only dancing to the rhythm of her own heart. How can you think that she is anything other than magic? Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was an intoxicatingly lovely poem, Luna. Thank you so much for reading it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you now? You're our first caller from Hungary, and I'm just wondering if in your city in Austria is there a poetry scene that you can tell us about?
Not especially in my city, but in bigger cities like in Vienna or Salzburg. And yeah, it's not as big as in other countries, as in the US, for example.
Sure.
But it's slowly starting that there are more like poetry slams and open mic nights, and it's coming together.
That's great. I mean, it's in terms of what you this poem is in English, and I would imagine that's not per se the first language of the country that you live in. Do you write in your native tongue as well, or do you write a lot in English?
Yes, I write in German too, but most of my poems are in English.
Well, that's interesting. Why is that? If I may ask.
Because for me, English is more clear than German, and I can express myself better in English, and I also can reach more people, and more people can understand what I write about.
Yeah. Well, I don't speak German, so I was awfully grateful to have you read your poem in English. tell me, do you have a website or a way for people to connect with you if they want to be in touch or learn more from you?
I have a site on Instagram. It's called Roses and Galaxies. And it's the same on Facebook also.
It's a page, in other words, Roses and Galaxies, all one word?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm gonna check it out, and I'm really excited to have our first caller from Austria ever. That's very exciting, Luna. You made my day.
Oh, great! It's exciting to be here.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you for calling, and please call back again, and I'd love to hear more of your work.
Yep. Oh, well, thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. All right, that was Luna calling all the way from Austria-Hungary, which is, that's the first time. We get most of our callers from North America, of course, because of the time zone issue. And we, for a while, we had someone calling in from Australia, which is, about as far away as you could be in terms of time zones. And we rarely get calls from other parts of the world, other continents, et cetera. Though, of course, anyone is welcome to call in, as long as you can do the time zone math and figure out what time the show is relative to where you are. So I'm really excited to have just heard from Luna from Austria-Hungary. And isn't that interesting that a native German speaker writes poems mostly in English? I think that's really cool to hear that someone who discovers that has a second language and is able to express herself more so in that language than in the first language. So really cool and really interesting. Thank you so much, Luna, for calling in. All right, the number for you to call in if you'd like is area code 646-716-7362. I've got one caller waiting on hold. We're going to get to you in just one second. I want to play the last spoken word track I have for you today, or at least the next one. We typically reserve our spoken word tracks for the half-hour mark, and this is a new one, and so I want to make sure that anyone tuning in just for the half-hour mark gets to hear it. This is the poem Slippery Slope from Angele Ellis.
Slippery Slope, a poem by Angele Ellis, from the anthology Women Write Resistance. I didn't stop that day. No time, too fast, no place to turn around. But the next day, on that ordinary stretch, something pulled me over. I climbed the slope to see it again. The girl who looked 11, but may have been older, fighting his grip, the thin, furious man, the long arm striking her face. She was still standing, after, my rearview mirror told me. No footprints in the slick grass, no blood, just one glint like a broken bottle. A child's glasses with thick lenses, intact, reflecting that day upside down.
Awesome. That was the poem Slippery Slope from Angele Ellis. That appears in her chapbook Spared, which was a Main Street Rag Editor's Choice selection, and it also appeared in the national anthology Women Write Resistance from Hyacinth Girl Press. Angele is a graphic designer and musician. Christopher Ellis created the file, which includes the background noises of traffic as part of the video of the poem. And that's really all that was needed to make it something that that I would consider for our spoken word track. If you'd like to send in a spoken word track, we're looking for something which is something beyond just a straight reading of the poem. If you want to do just a straight reading of the poem, call in and read it, 646-716-7362. But there's something about the blending of the reading of the poem with additional elements. In the case of what we just heard from Angele, it was the traffic noises in the background. In the case of the one we heard earlier from Cliff, it was the companion voice that was reading along with him and concurrent to him as well. And in the case of the poem we heard at the beginning from Chaim Bezalel, there was guitar and music added, and there were two voices happening. So anything that's beyond just a straight reading of the poem, even if it's a live recording of you reading a poem in front of an audience where it's sort of straight reading, but actually the audience's reactions become the extra sound element. Make an MP3 of that and send it to me at rick@poetrysuperhighway.com, and I'll consider it for a future episode of Poetry Superhighway Live. We play at least one track every month, sometimes more, so send it to me, rick@poetrysuperhighway.com. And again, make sure that it's something beyond just a straight reading. If it's just a straight reading, I'm gonna decline to play it, and I'm gonna write you back and say, hey, just call in and read that poem. So save yourself some time and do something cool. There's a lot of really great free tools out there that you can use, depending on which ecosystem you're on, Mac or PC, or even on a phone or a mobile device that where you can easily create something that's beyond just a straight reading and send it off. So check that out. It's cool when these things blend together, and it's art speaking to art. So there you go. Send those to me at rick@poetrysuperhighway.com. Our next caller, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-7362, and we have another caller from the 408 area code. Hello, 408.
Rick Lupert, this is Mary Easton from San Jose.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. San Jose.
I know you always say what's going on in San Jose, and I never have an answer, Rick. I always feel bad.
Well, you should prepare for this, you know, before you call in, you know, and do your research about what's happening there.
There is a lot of stuff downtown. I will say there's lots of stuff downtown. I do see a lot of stuff downtown.
Well, that's an important piece of information. Well, what did you call in to read, Mary?
I called in, of course, I call in after a girl from Austria and then another lady with a very incredible poem. But mine is called Summer Afternoon. It was part of a triptych from my first book, The Shadow of a Dog I Can't Forget, and I decided to pull this piece out alone and then redo it. So that's what this is.
Okay.
Shall I go?
Please do, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Rick. Summer Afternoon. Love Wrecked by Billy King. There's no other way to begin. He was 19. The timing wasn't right. Maybe that's why I let myself be stunned by his beauty. I say his name even now without thinking, as if I could step back into our French afternoon. You're my early girl, he said, his hand shaking, as he gave me a single heirloom rose, bursting with scent. We'll be together, he said, whenever we think about this moment. I called him the boy, hoping that would keep his innocence, his touch, his sweet smile from getting to the part of me that never wanted to give everything away. With Billy, I could eat love from lips prettier than mine and be okay with that. I remember the steps in our hotel room leading nowhere, the Paris subway map in Billy's hand as he slept, and me sitting on that prayer white footstool, needing him and wishing I didn't. A shutter opened and closed with the wind, leading a stray cat toward happy ruin on the ledge, the infinite knot of twisted rawhide Billy made for him, teasing him toward us, then away, toward us, then away. Days later, when the boy and the cat are gone, a pretty maid will appear at my door, Billy's beanie in her hand. For you, mademoiselle, she will say, is this missing? I go back to that moment when I was still his early girl. What's next for the cat, I ask my sleepy boy. We'll adopt him, Billy said, pulling me onto the bed, as flecks of rain began to fall from cracks in the skylight, wet ornaments of pleasure streaming down on us through high glass. The end.
That's a great way to. You should end all your poems just by kind of sing-songing the end. That's, you know, that's a sound effect.
I should. That's a great idea. Thank you.
I need that sound effect for my. I just need it in general. I think for.
Okay, you can have it anytime you want.
I should just keep you on the line. The next poet will call in, and then right at the end of the poem, the end. You know.
Rick, I've always wanted to be a sidekick. Can I be your sidekick on this show?
Sure. I need a sidekick for this kind of
okay.
thing. It's perfect. And you know, you're closer than Austria, so it'll be perfect.
That is true. I thought that was so cool that you called in from Austria, because I listen to all your podcasts. I don't always do it in the real time, but I always listen. That was so cool. It was a great poem, too.
I'm interested to know what other times there are besides the real time.
I know. I know. I should probably end with saying, because it always makes me laugh, because I'm originally from Boston, from New England, and wasn't that the one when you said nothing is new in New England?
Yes, I do have a book out called Nothing in New England is New, and
that's right.
It's one of my travel poetry books. I put out a travel poetry book every year written while on vacation somewhere, and that was when we spent some time in Boston and some nearby cities, and it just occurred to me that the place is called New England and everything that we looked at was old.
I know.
That's the main feature of the place, is that everything is, you're looking at old stuff.
Go.
I was going to say, the poem that you read, which I enjoyed a lot, by the way, was that written in Paris? I love Paris. My very first book was called Paris, It's the Cheese. It kind of started me on this path of writing travel poetry books. It's a city. Yeah, it's a city that I will always return to whenever I have the opportunity and can scrape the money together to get there. I love that place
so much.
Oh,
I know. I agree.
And while you were reading it, I played earlier a track from Cliff Bernier, his spoken word track Congo Square, I happened to have his Facebook page open while I was you know, just to, so I could see what was going on with him while his track was playing. And the very top post on his page is an article that was shared called Paris's First Nude Restaurant Closes for Lack of Business.
Maybe the winter was too cold there, Rick. It's certainly been cold here in California.
It has, unreasonably cold. And I just thought that's like a crazy connection. Here's Mary reading a poem, you know, from Paris, and like all the nude restaurants are closing in Paris. And, you know, your poem
Where will we hang out, Rick?
I don't know. We're going to have to do some research before we head back there, I think, because...
Your wife's going to be like, who's this freak on the line, Rick?
Yes, she is. She'll be there, too, by the way. I just, you know, just to be clear, you know, it's...
I know. She's darling. I've seen her on different things. I've seen on your sites and stuff. She's darling. And your son seems like he's so cool and going to be a poet also. That's really cool.
He already is, actually. We were at a reading a couple of years ago that I was the featured reader, and I said, do you want to come with me? I think he was 8 at the time. And he said, yeah. And then he wrote a little poem and made me make a 1-page chapbook out of it, like a piece of paper folded over. And so he got up, I did my reading and, you know, did fine. And, you know, and he got up and read his one poem and then sold his 1-page chapbooks for $1 a piece. And people were so excited.
That is so cool. What a great story. I'm sure he's watched you over the years putting together all your stuff, right?
He has. And he's you know, he's written a bunch of poetry, both in school and he sometimes will then make up poems on the spot at open mics, you know, when I
wow.
drag into one of those. So it's pretty cool.
That's a real gift. That's cool. All right, Rick, I adore you. You're a great person. You do so much for us. This is the first time I've called in a long time, and I'm going to try to do it more often.
I hope you do, Mary from San Jose. And get out there and find out what's going on, because I need to know what's happening
in
San Jose.
I will. I promise for the next time I will, or you can just say, sidekick, you're off.
Yeah.
And I'll go, the end.
All right.
All right, Rick,
perfect.
Talk to you soon.
Send me an MP3 of that. I will play that constantly. That'll be
all right,
no
I
one's
will.
Calling in. Here's Mary saying the end again 10 times.
The end. Tell me what you want me to say, and I will do it, Rick. I'm easy. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Rick.
Good
Bye.
To know. All right. Take it easy. Goodbye. That was Mary Easton calling from San Jose, California. I think I just posted a link to one of her books in the comments to this event in the Poetry Superhighway group. She's got a book called Squinting Over Water. Mary Kennedy Easton. I hope that's the right Mary Easton. How many Mary Eastons can there be? Can there ever be enough? Also, reading her lovely poem written in Paris, you automatically get a pass for me for all reasons if you writing a poem in Paris or about Paris, or if you just say the word Paris out loud. There you go. And again, if you were heading to the first nude restaurant in Paris, according to the Huffington Post on a post at the top of Clifford Bernier's page, that restaurant is closed for lack of business. I almost said that restaurant is closed. I guess that's what happens when a nude restaurant closes, it becomes clothed. That's how it works. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just have about 10 minutes left in the show. Open lines, if you want to call in, you will get right on the air, I promise. The number is 646-716-7362. And there you go. So I mentioned earlier in the show, we just completed our 18th annual Great Poetry Exchange. I think it was the 18th. I lose track. We keep doing these projects every year, and I lose track of how many times we do them. It could be the 35th, as far as I know, though I don't think the website's been up that long, so probably not. But send a book and get a book. I forgot to mention this. If you want to see all the books that were contributed, the whole mission of the Poetry Superhighway, of course, is to expose as many people to as many other people's poetry as possible, which is why we do all these crazy and wacky projects to connect poets to other poets, to connect poets' poetry to other people. And so what's going to happen on the Poetry Superhighway website with this project for the rest of the year is that there is a list of all 91 books and people who participated. You can see the titles of every single book. You can see a short description of them. And in many cases, there's a website, so you can click right on it and visit that poet online and see what's going on in their lives, etc. Maybe you'll see a book that's interesting. Nothing is more exciting to a poet, nothing is more astonishing to a poet than when a book, a single copy even of a book, is actually sold. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the kind of stuff that you can then go and buy a meal with, or coffee. And it's just, I think anytime, as my friend Matthew Morris, the Los Angeles poet and songwriter, has said, and which I've repeated many times on the show, if you ever make money from poetry, you should immediately go buy food with it, whether it's groceries or a meal or coffee. Sustain yourself with your art. You know what I'm saying? It's an awesome feeling. You might not be getting rich on poetry, because honestly, that's no one in the world. Even the most successful poets still have to teach somewhere to make a living. So if you make any money from poetry, it's a pretty big deal, and you should buy food with it. It's a huge thing to buy a meal with money that you've made with your art of any kind. So there you go. Check out all the poetry books that were listed as part of this year's Great Poetry Exchange, and if one strikes your fancy, buy one. I've got a new book coming out in just a couple of months. What is it, March 1st, April 1st, May 1st? Yeah, May 1st, my next travel poetry book. I mentioned earlier in the show that I write a travel poetry book every year. The first one, as I just told Mary, is Paris, It's the Cheese. It's the only one of my books which isn't still available. It's the first one. It was a chapbook. I may put it out again someday. Who knows? It was kind of a cool thing. It was poems I wrote in Paris over the course of a couple weeks, and it came with a cassette tape of sounds of Paris that I recorded on the spot while wandering around Paris, and me making commentary and observations in addition to the poetry that I wrote. I repeated that process a bunch of years later when I went to London for the first time, and I wrote a book there called Stolen Mummies, of poetry that I wrote in London, and that came with a CD. We really upped the technology at the time, from cassette to CD, of similar kinds of things. Me having wandering around Paris, not just the poetry that's in the book, but I recorded live sounds from the tube and observations and all kinds of things. So it was a cool thing. The book Stolen Mummies is still available on Amazon, though it doesn't come with a CD. I suppose if you buy it, I could just send you the audio for the CD if you'd like. Physical media, it's so quaint, isn't it? Wasn't it lovely when we all used to have physical media? I put out a spoken word CD not too long ago, just in time for the death of physical media. I was all excited to finally have a physical CD. Anyway, my most recent book, of course, is called Beautiful Mistakes. It's poetry I wrote two summers ago while traveling through, where was I? Seattle, Washington, a city that I'm returning to later this month. I'm going to be doing a reading at the synagogue Temple Dehersh Sinai in downtown Seattle on a Friday evening as part of their Shabbat service. It's a free event. Come on down. I'm going to be reading my poetry as part of the service, mixed in with music from the extraordinary artist Chava Morel. I'm very excited about doing that, and I'll read a few poems in addition to poems that have to do with the service and stuff from the book Beautiful Mistakes, which is all poems written in Seattle, Washington, and then in Snoqualmie, Washington, where Twin Peaks was filmed and set, and then in Portland, Oregon. So that's my most recent book, which I've been doing a lot of readings from over the past year. My next book, I'm really excited about this. I just finished putting together the manuscript and designing the cover, is poems that I wrote last summer when my wife and I were traveling through Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, and Louisville, Kentucky. And that book, that trip was really an extraordinary trip filled with music in both Memphis and Nashville, filled with remnants of social rights sites. We went to the National Civil Rights Museum, which is in Memphis, Tennessee, built around the site where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, which is a very powerful experience and place to be. And we finished the trip in Louisville, Kentucky, and we stopped on the way there at the Maker's Mark Distillery. And being in Louisville for a couple nights was really just a really fun, bourbon-filled experience. And that book is coming out on May 1st, and it is called Hunka Hunka Howdy. I think I need Mary to record that for me. But Hunka Hunka Howdy. Hunka Hunka is, of course, a reference to Elvis Presley. When you're in Memphis, you can't help but be oriented by the fact that Elvis was there, and maybe you'll visit his house there as well. And then Howdy, that's what Minnie Pearl used to say when she would come out on stage at the Grand Ole Opry back when it started at the Ryman Theater in downtown Nashville. Of course, then it was moved to the location just outside the main part of the city where it is today. We got to visit that, and she would come out and say, Howdy! So this book is filled with poems from written in those three cities, and it's called the Hunka Hunka Howdy, or something like that, in terms of how it's pronounced. That's going to come out in May 1st. I'd love to come to your town and do a reading from it, so invite me, and I'll show up, and we'll make it happen. So, gosh, we're just about out of time here. I want to thank the people who called in. I want to thank Dietra for opening up the show as our first live caller from Baltimore, Maryland. It was her first time calling in, and I was really glad to hear from Dietra. I want to thank Luna, who called all the way from Austria, Hungary. How cool to get a call from so far away. Dietra, really great to hear from you. And I hope to hear from you again. Check her out on Facebook at facebook.com/rosesandgalaxies. I posted a link to that in the comments to this show's posting on the Facebook page as well, the Poetry Superhighway Facebook page, I should say. And finally, I want to thank Luna from San Jose for everything, Mary. Thank you so much for calling in and being fun and reading your poem. And it was awesome and fun. We also heard a spoken word track from Angel Ellis, which was cool. And we played one that we played last time from Cliff Bernier, Congo Square, kind of in honor of Mardi Gras, which happened earlier or last week as well. The Angel Ellis poem obviously had some connection to women, and it was a poem that I decided to play this month because of the National Women's Day, which happened earlier this week as well. Our next show is going to be on Sunday, April 7th, same time, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. I never say Pacific Standard or Pacific Daylight because I always forget which one it is, but I am for sure it's Pacific time. So if you're in Pacific time, you know it's going to be at 2 o'clock. If you're on the East Coast, it's at 5 o'clock. If you're anywhere else in the world, I'm sorry, but I don't have the cognitive skills to do the time zone math to help you with that. So figure it out, but do save the date, April 7th, and plan on calling in and reading poems. Of course, you can send us spoken word tracks for us to consider. Send those via email to me at rick@poetrysuperhighway.com. And we've got lots and lots of projects going on, including right now, as I talked about at the beginning, our prompt today project. Send us your poetry writing prompts by filling out the form at the website poetrysuperhighway.com/psh. We're going to publish a poetry writing prompt every single day during the month of April, National Poetry Month, to inspire you to write poems, lots of poems next month. I hope you can look for those on our website and on our Facebook page as well. And I hope that you write poems and that you also post them, if you're comfortable doing so, as comments to those prompts as well. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for calling in. We'll be back next month on April 7th. Have a great rest of your day.